You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, Stella and I were lucky enough to head along to the APRA Silver Scroll Awards, celebrating the craft of songwriting in Aotearoa. We had a chat with lots of the nominees, we had a chat with lots of the winners, and we're talking first this morning about the Maioha Awards, which is honouring songwriters who are telling their stories in the language of Te Ao Māori. We're currently listening to the Tuari Brothers with their track E Tama, which is one of the three nominees. Also, Mohi for Me Pehera and Jordan with a Y for the wonderful track Raumati. Let's get stuck into it. Jordan with a Y, kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you feeling tonight, nominated for the Maioha Award for Raumati and wearing a very Raumati appropriate suit going on here?
I feel incredible. It doesn't feel very real, but at the same time, it's a huge celebratory moment. So.
Totally.
I'm feeling it, yeah.
You have legitimately brought the sun as well. First sunshine we've seen in Tamaki in God
the
knows how long.
Day.
Truly.
The best day to have it.
This is a special evening because you're celebrating amongst a lot of peers and friends as well.
For sure.
How are you feeling about the, co-nominees on the lineup with you?
At this point, it's like preference. Like, everyone is so deserving to win. Like, I just feel so grateful to be held in the same regard as Mohi and as the Tuari brothers, both of who I know their families really well, so it's been pretty amazing. I'll be happy either way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's going to be a fun evening. How do you feel about Raumati? We're obviously heading in that direction now.
Yeah.
Song feels right for the time of year. What were you thinking about when you were writing that?
Yeah, I was definitely thinking about summer. But I think there's some beautiful, as a Māori language reclaimer, just like some beautiful thoughts around the way we view summer, and especially in Aotearoa that I loved exploring. And so getting to share that with everyone is pretty special as well.
Yeah, heart out. Well, Jordan, have a fantastic night tonight, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you very much.
Kia ora, how are you tonight?
Kia ora, I'm feeling a little nervous, a little sleepy, but I always get sleepy before big events like this. So.
It's some sort of strange adrenaline thing, it kind of catches you out in the wrong way.
Every time there's a show or anything, it's always the same feeling, but I'll perk up very soon, I think.
You are here tonight as one of the finalists for the Maioha Award, which is very exciting, for Mohi's beautiful track, Me Pehera.
Yeah.
That's a pretty special song. How do you feel to be, I guess, celebrated amongst your co-songwriters and also amazing co-nominees?
I feel, you know, a deep sense of pride. Mainly, like, I feel like we're representing Dame Henuihi's vision. You know, she's done a lot of hard work to get the real music out there. Like, if you go onto Spotify and you look at the Wire to Anthems playlist now, it's kind of crazy to think that didn't exist like only a couple of years ago. So I'm very proud to have a couple of tunes up on there and, like, grateful to be a part of a movement like this. So.
Totally. And working with someone like Mohi, who is an amazing writer and an incredible performer, what was the experience of co-writing this track and then also seeing Mohi's, I guess, interpretation of it eventually?
Well, we wrote it at the 2022 Reo Song Hubs, which was curated by Beck Runga. So this was day two.
Flex.
I know. Oh, dude. Oh, I was fangirling that whole week. I still do every time I see her. But yeah, it was day two. None of us had worked together, not me or Mohi or Hemi or Henna. But I knew of their immense talent and skills and all their background. So it wasn't a hard experience, but it was 50% in Reo Pākehā when we first wrote it. and 50% Leo Māori. When Mohi wanted to take the song further and release it, so he hit me up afterwards. It's like, okay, let's work on the track. Actually, turns out I had lost the original recording session from that. Yeah. And ironically, it was while I was trying to back it up. So I lost that, and it was a bit of a blessing in disguise because we had to re-record everything, and we're like, should we try to full Reo Māori? And I'm so glad we did.
Feels right.
That's a beautiful language, and for some reason that song, it flows so nicely.
Really does. Good luck tonight. Have fun, and we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, see you guys on the other side. Up the Waz. Koropoku agenei I te ngāko Me waiho, me whaira, me I kia mu Me peha te aroha Me peha ra
Kia ora Hemi, kia ora Noima, congratulations on this incredible award that you have in your hands, Maioha Award tonight, for the song that you wrote with Mohi and Hina as well. You must be feeling pretty stoked right now. How is the vibe?
Vibes are on, man. Highlight of my night was not only winning, but like hearing Magic do the cover. Like, that was the perfect version of that song. Well, I was actually working with her all week and she kept it on the download. I had no
Whoa,
idea.
Whoa, that's really
so
smooth.
I was like, oh, no, we haven't got it, guys. The Jord's got it for sure. But, nah, so super stoked and, yeah, happy to be here.
Hard out. Himi, how are you feeling?
Yeah, really proud. I think it's a beautiful celebration of Māori music and Te Reo Māori compositions tonight with the three finalists and E Mihi Ana Ki a Jordan with a Y and the Tweedy brothers. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful celebration of Māori music, Māori compositions.
Totally. And unfortunately, Mohi's not here tonight, but I'm sure that he'll be very excited to hear about this as well. I asked Noima about this before, but hearing Mohi, I guess, like vocalise this thing that you've written together, what's that experience like?
I think you bring people together, and we've got to acknowledge Dame Hinewehe Mohi and APRA, who brought us all together, and we were just one group, one collaboration of many who were put in a room together and let go, you know, and each person has their own skills, whether they're working with music or lyric or their voice, and you create something, and this is the product that we created. And so I think you have to acknowledge, obviously, those who aren't with us tonight, Hina and Mohi, but it was a collaboration between four people who just started saying, let's do this, and it flowed organically, and we created something.
Yeah, hard. Yeah. And exactly what you're saying as well, when you have the space to do that and the support from people with such a, you know, incredible mana in the space and also like storied careers themselves, that must feel pretty incredible as artists. What are you guys going to do to celebrate?
After party, baby.
I'm going to find somewhere to keep this nice and safe. Some big names on this taonga, and so there's a lot of respect here, and that makes me really humble to see that as well. We're following on a legacy of people who have committed their work and their lives to composing and writing in Te Reo Māori.
Thank you both so much for speaking with us. Congratulations again to you and to Hina and Mohi as well. And have a fantastic time celebrating.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Me Pehara Tene Waiata, Ko Mohi Te Kaiwaiata, that was written by Mohi Allen, Hemi Kelly, Amy Borovich, aka Hina, Noima Te Ho, and performed by Mohi, as you've just heard there. That was the winner of the Maioha Award at the APRA Silver Scrolls last night. Thank you so much to Hemi and to Noima for speaking with me after their win, and thanks as well to Jordan, who has also written a beautiful song that was nominated for the Kōrero before. before the ceremony as well. Really special celebration of the night. As you heard in there, one of the specialist parts of the Silver Scroll ceremony is traditionally all of the winners and the nominees are covered by their peers, and Magic Paora did a beautiful version of Me Pihara with her band, which was really lovely in the night as well. So big shout outs to Magic too for that. That's our first part of talking about the Silver Scrolls, but we'll be back hearing from some of the Scroll nominees and from the Scroll winner. BFM. You're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. Last night, Stella and I were at the APRA Silver Scroll Awards. It was really fun. It was at Spark Arena. Lots of amazing songwriters were there celebrating the craft of songwriting. And the top five finalists this year are all very big BFM faves. You've got Tom Scott and Avondale Bowling Club with Friday Night at the Liquor Store. Layla by the wonderful Unknown Mortal Orchestra. You have also got Don't Go Back by Marlon Williams, The Crab Water Baby by Tiny Ruins, and The Beths with Expert in a Dying Field. We headed into the Tuning Fork, where all the pre-award excitement was happening, to have a chat with some of the nominees. Hey, Stella.
Hey, Rachel.
How you feeling?
Bloody excellent. How about you?
I'm feeling great. Whereabouts are we?
We're at the Silver Scrolls.
We are at the Silver Scrolls. We're in the illustrious Tuning Fork right now, which is the swanky media area. We've got some fabulous songwriting lights of Aotearoa walking through the door as we speak.
Just ambling around.
Everyone looks a little bit excited, a little bit nervous. Everyone's looking very flash.
Sure are.
Do you have a favourite fit so far?
Jordan is wearing an excellent power suit that is bright yellow, and it's just fabulous.
Let's take these microphones and go say kia ora to some wonderful songwriters.
Sounds like a plan. You know it's plain for all to see.
Coming out, conversation you could do without your border there. She's got her finger in her mouth, and you know what that's about.
Marlon Williams.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good.
This is an exciting evening tonight. It's the Silver Scrolls.
It is.
And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling well rested. It's a long night, so. One has to pace oneself.
One does.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I'm in good stead.
You are, and you are also in good company. Nominated tonight.
I am
in the top five for "Don't Go Back."
Yes.
Very, very fun song. Very kind of like a cheeky song, which is not unsurprising from you, Marlon.
No, but for me, it's like "Don't Go Back"'s a real sort of cute, light song for me. And last time I was here, I was representing a much sort of heavier song. So. In that context, it feels nice to be unencumbered somewhat.
Maybe nice to know that the judges respect the range as well.
Well, yes, exactly. I hadn't thought about that, but I'll take that. Yeah.
They like the light and the dark.
That's right.
Marlon, yeah. Some of your very good friends are also nominated tonight. Any kind words you want to pass away of your fellow nominees?
Oh, look, it's always an exciting group of songs, and it's no different this year. I mean, Tiny Ruins are literally singing on "Don't Go Back," so it's it's definitely a very small world. I wrote about the Tiny Ruins song a while ago, just being it's my favourite kind of songwriting. It's you taking the small and representing the whole. It's like finding a little crab and going, this is the, you can see the world through the prism. But so that's something about that.
Perfect. That was a great something
but
about
also,
that.
Also, I want to say
yes, please.
I think the best should win.
Hot take. Yep. First hot take of the night, actually.
I think the best should win. I think that song just rips me apart. It makes me feel like a small child in a good way. Like, totally. Oh, I'm going to be hurt.
Marlon, have a fantastic night tonight.
Thank you, I will. You too.
Best of luck to you and the Beths, apparently, as well.
Yeah, let's go Beths. To the party, no. Don't go back to the party. Don't go back to the party, no.
Yes, yeah, 8-hour day, 40-hour week, and it's a Friday night at the liquor store. Yeah,
the water hole. Kia ora, Tom Scott, how are you?
I'm good, I'm a bit nervous, but I'll get there.
Everybody we've talked to has said the exact same thing when we have introduced them, which is a nice leveller, I think. Everybody, including Dom McGlashan, who's getting the ultimate award tonight.
Yeah.
Friday night at the Liquor Store, fantastic track that's being recognised for its songwriting specifically tonight. Not your first rodeo in the Silver Scrolls.
Yeah, it's an honour, especially to be like in the same category as the other four nominees. And to be thought of as a songwriter, that's really nice. But yeah, I guess I'm honoured. I'm speechless. I'm so nervous. I'm never speechless, man. I'm so nervous. I need a drink Friday night. So we're all just here to sell liquor, man. Let's be real.
That's a song that I think has really resonated with people for that conversation at its heart as well. Never been one to shy away from a big chat in your music, Tom. This is something that's been ever present from the very first days of your songwriting. Where do you feel your kind of path is going as a songwriter? How do you feel about it?
I think you never like stop learning. So I'm still on the same journey I ever was, trying to chase that fish that you'll never catch. But I'm just more at peace with the fact that you won't ever catch the fish, I think.
Mm.
Like, I'm just happy to be like just fishing, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I think the art of songwriting, there's always something to learn. There's Bic Runga right there, like, come on, bro. Yeah, I'm happy to just still be doing it after all these years.
Yeah, it feels quite particularly poignant having Homebrew celebrated, you know, for a special anniversary at the same time that the song's kind of being celebrated.
Yeah,
that must be kind of a bit of a head trip for you guys as well.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, because one group was sort of just glamorizing it, and then 10 years later I can look back at it and say, actually it's a bit more complex than this. But I think even when I was a stupid kid, glamorizing liquor on stage, it said something in its own.
Mm.
Like, you can look at that kid and go, ooh, he's got an alcohol problem. Like, you know, so maybe I was the poster boy for our binge drinking problem, you know?
You've kind
of come. You've got to find it before you can diagnose it.
Exactly. You've got to take yourself full circle to be able to write a song, award nominated song.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, congratulations and have a fantastic night
you
tonight.
You too. I'll see you around. Friday night at the liquor store. Swarms of locusts, packs of smokes, and boats of bogans. The voodoo man sending a hope to the hopeless. The most broke, half rich, almost homeless. Rush like roaches in the light before it closes. And some of us will be right back before he opens. Lie around the corner in the middle of COVID. And we're still out here for ticket coronas. Hang around like vultures. Cody, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Excited for a lovely evening celebrating great songwriting. How are you feeling?
Pretty mellow.
You are the lone Nielsen here tonight. You're representing both yourself and Ruben as co-writers on the wonderful track Layla.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this song in the context of something that's being recognised for its writing specifically?
Pretty good. Pretty proud, I suppose. I didn't really expect this song to be nominated, but Tom Werenan, the UMO manager, had entered it. I suggested to enter Nadia because it was our last single, and then he said that he'd already entered this one.
You jumped in.
So I don't know. It worked out, I suppose.
They're all good songs, so I can understand the dilemma perhaps that Tom had of picking one of them to submit. But Layla's got this kind of wonderful unpinnable quality. Like, it's very sort of amorphous and magic. And I don't want you to sort of necessarily have to describe the magic, but where did that song come from for you guys?
It kind of came about from spending time in Hawaii, like with our family over there, and my uncle, he's known as Brother Walter, who recently just passed away. He was sick at the time, and so we were like going and spending time with him and the family, and that kind of inspired it, I suppose, because we went back to the States and we were doing some recording over in Palm Springs, and it kind of just flowed straight into that, I think.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
Have a fantastic night, Cody. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Cody Nielsen from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Also Marlon Williams, Tom Scott. And unfortunately, but also cool as well, Tiny Ruins are on tour and the Beths are on tour. So they were celebrated while they're travelling overseas, doing the hard mahi of being a touring artist. One of the special things about the Scrolls is the covers that happen across the night. The covers were really magic last night. We already heard earlier in the show Half Hexagon covering Tiny Ruins. There was also a beautiful performance of this track, Layla, by Isla Noon. Juju Lips did a killer performance of Tom Scott's track. Wonderful rendition of Friday Night at the Liquor Store. Koizilla from Otiputi did their version of Marlon's song. And the wonderful Samara Alofa and band performed the winning track of the night, The Beths' Expert in a Dying Field. The Beths were obviously overseas, but they were doorstopped with the information a couple of weeks ago by Charlotte Ryan and the wonderful crew on Music 101 at RNZ. And this is a little snippet of what they had to say about winning.
Oh, man. Winning the Episode Scroll is extremely exciting. It means a lot. It's, look at all these musicians on the side. They're all so good. And now we get to be on the side as well. It's great. And to be voted by other musicians is really special as well. You never think you're going to win the Scroll. I feel confident that it's a good song, and I felt like it's like the best shot we've ever had, and like maybe the last shot. So I'm really glad that we won it. Who knows if we'll ever write another good song? You know, like, I hope so.
Yeah, but everyone keeps getting better and better as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in it.
How does it feel?
That is the APRA Silver Scroll winning song for 2023. It's Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths, who've been nominated several times before. This is their first win, and I think it was really sweet to see how much it meant to the band, and also particularly to Liz, who we all know is an amazing songwriter, and I think everybody's really pleased to see them finally get to be celebrated in the highest form on the most special songwriting award last night. Marlon's prediction was correct. He was rooting for The Beths, and it was a really deserved win. I mean, it's hard to pick, though. There's five incredible songs there from five totally different genre spaces. I would not envy any judge who had to be on that panel. We have got a little bit extra scroll chat for you because, of course, another really important part of the night is celebrating the Hall of Fame inductee, and this year it was none other than the absolute legend himself, Don McGlashan. Some really special covers of his songs were performed by Jed Parsons, by Anna Coddington, and by the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra and Vera Allen, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the house when that happened. So we'll be hearing about all of that just after the 9 o'clock news. We've also got the Hobgoblins on the way, who I think are crawling out of what looks like a little bit of a goblin dungeon slash hangover cave at the moment. So we've given the goblins a little bit more time. They'll be here at 9:30. So stick around for all of that and plenty more on BFM Breakfast.
BFM.
She loves well. Hello, Don, man of the night. How are you feeling?
I'm a bit overwhelmed.
That's fair enough.
To tell the truth.
That is fair enough.
Yeah.
It is the Silver Scrolls. You're being inducted into the Hall of Fame. We talked about inducted as being a funny word last time, but I haven't found anything better. Have you found a better word for entering the hallowed halls of the music history of Aotearoa?
No, I haven't been thinking about it at all, actually. I have to say. I've just been trying to... I've been so freaked out about, you know, people arriving at tables and me putting people at the wrong table and people being offended, you know, through sort of Byzantine status issues, you know. Oh, but nobody's done that. Everybody's been really sweet and everybody's really glad to be there, so that's good.
That is really, really good. I presume you're going to have your wonderful family with you tonight to celebrate.
Yep. Everybody's is going to be here. My two sisters and their... one of them's partner, and then my older sister's daughter, so my niece is going to be there, so it's going to be great.
The whole whānau.
Yeah,
pretty special.
Yeah.
This is quite an exciting evening for new songwriters, and you're in this space where you're being recognised for the contributions you've made over many projects and many years to songwriting in Aotearoa. Do you have any words of advice for people at this beginning bit, people walking through the doors tonight and feeling maybe even more glassy-eyed and overwhelmed about the whole affair?
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of... the main thing is just to love what you do and pour your love into what you do and not be... don't be too stymied by the industry. I would say that. I've always said that. I think the industry and its machinations can be quite... overwhelming for people and make people obsess about how they're doing and how many eyeballs are looking at their tweets or whatever. Whereas in actual fact, what we're doing is a very private thing. When we write, we're trying to look into ourselves and we're trying to find a way to describe the world from where we stand. And that's always been the case. And it will be the case long after the music industry has been replaced by something else.
Mm, absolutely. Last question before I let you go. Drink your Sprite,
yeah, G&T. It's some of the strongest Sprite I've ever drunk, actually. I'll be on my ear in a minute. By golly.
Have you got a pick for the scroll tonight?
Oh, I couldn't. But one thing, which is really cool, It's often the case, but tonight I think particularly there's five really strong songs and really different, and it's really hard to pick a winner, and that's great. That's a great place to be.
It's a great place for New Zealand songwriting to be.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Don, congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing the magical covers of your songs. You must be excited about that too. Bit nervous?
Yeah.
We'll see you. See you later on. Have a wonderful night tonight, and congrats again.
Thank you. You too.
From truly, I'm just trying to not lean into a pun, but bringing the temperature up.
Oh, you leaned right in.
I leaned right
this
in.
This is good though.
With a wonderful rendition of The Heater.
Yes.
By the wonderful Don McGlashan, who's being, of course, acknowledged tonight as an amazing songwriter and inducted into the Hall of
rightly
Fame.
Rightly so, rightly so.
How did you feel when you got the call to come and do this performance?
Oh, so excited, because I'm a big Don fan, as we all are. But because my friends Steph and Fenn from Lips were MDing tonight, I knew it would be great and they'd have some crazy idea, which they did. So
they did. For the magic of radio, would you like to describe the crazy idea to us? Because I feel like you'll do a better job than me.
Well, I mean, it's probably going to sound as crazy as it did when they explained it to me. But basically, they're like, we're doing a song called The Heater, and we're going to get some dancers who are going to be dressed up as the heater and like the plug. And then... Frank, there's going to be Frank, and Frank's going to like plug the heater into the socket, and then all the power in the whole venue is going to cut out, and that's how we're going to finish the song.
Amazing.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm in.
Sounds great. Yeah, sign me up. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. It is quite the mantle to carry, because this is a beloved song. It's an incredible it's an incredible hit.
Big tune.
It's also one of those classic Don tracks where he can say something through another thing, and you're just like, how do you do that? Some sort of magic. As a songwriter yourself, when you're sort of inspecting somebody else's lyrics, what's that process like for you? How do you kind of get into embodying that?
It's, for me, the lyrics aren't separate from the rest of the song, so the melody, the chords as well, very interesting in a lot of the songs, really cool. And also, yeah, just the way the melody sits, he's quite amazing with melodies, and that song's no exception. So the verse is sort of like in the comfort zone, and then the chorus, I have to really jump into this other zone, which is really fun and exciting to do as a singer. And the lyric just sort of goes with that, because the chorus is like, come on and plug me in. And it's like, it's a heater asking to be plugged in or something, but it feels
like something else.
It feels like a call for something bigger than that.
So it really does. Yeah,
it's
totally.
A metaphor, right?
It's all a metaphor, and it's a very good one. Anna, thank you so much for speaking with us. Congrats on your wonderful performance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Have a lovely night.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Take a walk along the beach before the tide gets in. You sure missed one hell of a party last night. I was just disappointed. The rest of the family won't even mention your name. You Yeah, I know you didn't mean to let me down last night. Andy, don't keep your distance from me. Andy, don't keep your distance from me. So you didn't make it back in time for the birthday ball. I know things can't stay the same year after year. Just take a look at this beach now. There isn't much left of the place we knew when we were kids. When you used to go diving from the rocks over there.
Performing like a rock star, one of New Zealand's greatest rock stars' greatest works, Andy, with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, celebrating Don McGlashan tonight. That's a massive song and an incredibly powerful one, and I think that you guys brought the room to tears.
Oh, thank you.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I was felt very privileged to perform that specific song because I feel like it's very sentimental and just kind of had my heart the very first moment I heard it. So I connected with it straight away and I felt like so excited to be able to perform that with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra. I was like, that was crazy. It was just beautiful.
It's an amazing thing to experience. And for people who have not had the privilege or the pleasure of seeing the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, could you give us a description of what's on the stage, what's happening, who's there?
So there's 28 members and they're all kind of various sort of jazz cats mixed in with, you know, people from various bands.
It was like you could hear a pin drop, the kind of gravitas that fell upon the crowd in that. It is a song with weight. Did you feel that when you were performing it?
Definitely. I think I was connecting to, like, people that I've lost in my life. And, yeah, you can't not. It's just beautifully written and such a strange composition.
Broadly, Don's work, what does it mean to you? Obviously, he's a real legend of songwriting in Aotearoa.
Definitely. When I was in high school, he was a really big influence on me, and I remember learning about his works through music class and stuff like that, and just kind of like heralding him as this, like, you know, amazing beacon of songwriting. So I felt very honoured to be able to help to induct him. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Vera.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic night celebrating, and we will see you very soon.
On Takapuna Beach, I can still see you. And I can let myself pretend that you're still around. I turned 28 last night. Still alive, you'd be just short of 33. If only you could see your hometown now.
That performance got a standing ovation, as I'm sure you're not surprised to hear. That was the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra with Vera Allen performing Andy, celebrating the wonderful Don McGlashan being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame last night at the APRA Silver Scroll Awards. We also heard Anna Coddington and the Appreciations, accompanied by the Dynamotion Dancers doing The Heater. And the wonderful Jed Parsons also did a fantastic version of Tomorrow Night to send the evening off. Congratulations again to all the winners and the nominees at the Silver Scrolls this year. It was a super special evening last night. Massive props to Fen and Steph from Lips, who were the music directors and curated the whole evening. Shout outs to the Beths for taking out the Silver Scroll, to Mohi and crew for taking out the Maioha Award, to Don again for winning, of course, or being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and also to some of the other winners of the night. The APRA Best Original Music in a Series Award went to Tom McLeod for his score for Blood, Sex and Royalty. APRA Best Original Music in a Film Award went to Carl Solver-Steven for the Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Sounds Contemporary Award went to Requiem by Victoria Kelly, based on poetry by Bill Manhire, Sam Hunt, Ian Weddy, Chloe Hoon and James K. Baxter for soprano, tenor, choir and orchestra. Very special evening. Thank you so much to Lauren and the crew for having us there. We had a lot of fun. We have got one very special version of Expert in a Dying Field to play for you before the end of the show, and the Hobgoblins will be here very shortly. I really appreciate the text coming in saying I'm an absolute mess, but that song that we just played there, I really did not wear the right mascara for it last night. I did a bit of a touch-up in the bathroom before we had to go do some more interviews. But yeah, pretty magical moment, celebrating a magical collection of New Zealand songs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.